Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud, Sanhedrin Lamed Beis, Sanhedrin 32a, pagination is 63. We have the privilege of starting the fourth perek of Sanhedrin. The Mishnah begins by telling us something which is, to a certain extent, revised, and this opening statement is going to be revisited in the Gemara. Echad dine mamnis ve'echad dine nefashos, whether it's financial matters or matters of capital offense, bedrisha uvechakira gets the same interrogation of the witnesses and of the case. Shene'emar, as the pasuk says, mishpat echad yihi yelochem, it should be one type of law that everything is equally investigated by the court. Now, the Gemara, and you could just take a quick glance, three lines up from the bottom, Amar Rabbi Chanina said, that's indeed the Dvar Torah. However, Umatam Amru Dine Mamunas Lobo Inon Drisha V'Chakira, financial matters do not require this same level of investigation, kedei shelo tinal delos bifnei lavin, because we don't want to lock the door in front of borrowers. If lenders would find that their witnesses are going to be so deeply interrogated, then they're going to be hesitant to lend money. And therefore, we don't go so harshly in the investigation. Whatever Beis Din requires reasonably to be convinced that everything is in order, obviously they're going to do. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought, im nira ledayin shehu meruma, if the judge has the feeling that there's trickery going around here, tzarech durisha v'chakira, then he's going to investigate it appropriately, lohotzi adin la'amito, to reach the truth. But as a general approach, they're not looking to interrogate. Continuing in the Mishnah, Oma ben dine mamnes ledine nefashos, according to the Mishnah's original presentation, everything's equal. Financial, capital, it's all the same. So it's true that we're going to clarify there is a difference in the Gemara based on the Drabonon approach, that we're more lenient by the financial, that a loan doesn't have to be proven to the same extent that a capital case would have to be proven with interrogation, but our Mishnah was presenting that they were equal. And therefore, we have a question, Ma ben dine mamnes ledine nefashos, what is the difference between a financial and a capital case? And the Mishnah outlines quite a number. Dine mamnes b'shlosha. Financial are with three judges. V'dine nefashos b'esem b'shlosha. And capital crimes require 23. Dine mamnes poschin ben l'schus ben l'chova. In financial matters, they start whether there's more reason to exonerate him or to obligate him. However, the conversation takes them. V'dine nefashos poskim l'zchus ve'in poskim l'chova. In capital crime, we start off attempting to be lenient, to exonerate. V'yitzilu ha'eda. Dine mamunas matin al pi echad. When you judge financial matters, even a majority of one, ben lezchus, ben lechova, will be the ruling. V'dine nefashos matan api echad lezchus v'api shnayim lechova. By capital crime, only a majority of two would obligate. Dine mamonos machzirim ben lezchus ben lechova, by financial, will bring the case back and reopen it, whether it's to exonerate or to obligate. Dine nefashos machzirim lezchus ve machzirim lechova, by capital crime, if the person was exonerated already, we do not revisit the case. Dinei mamonos hakom olam demizchus v'chova, by financial matter, anybody, including the students who are watching, listening to the case, they can provide input for leniency or obligation. But dinei nefashos, by a capital crime, hakom olam demizchus v'hakom olam demchova, anybody can say a merit and will listen, will hear them out. But obligation, we're not going to hear from the students. Dine mamanes hamalamed chova malamed zchus, vamalamed zchus malamed chova. By financial matters, people can argue one way or the other, and then argue the other opinion in a different regard. But dine nefashas hamalamed chova malamed zchus, by capital crime, the person who said guilty arguments is allowed to say arguments for the person's innocence. Aval melamed zuchus ene yochalachzor lamed chova. But a person who said arguments for innocence is not allowed to then make arguments to convince the panel, the court. He's not allowed to now say obligation type arguments. Obviously, when it comes time to issue the ruling, just because he once said innocent argument for innocence, doesn't mean that he's not allowed to rule guilty if he is so convinced after the discussion. But during the discussions, he's not allowed to be a person who now advocates in the guilty direction. Let's turn on to Amud Beis, because there's another piece that I'd like to share. On Amud Beis, about 10 lines down in the beginning of a line, a braisa is quoted. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Righteousness, righteousness, you shall pursue. Says the Gemara, Echad ledin ve'echad lepshara. There's righteousness in judgment, where we're looking for what the law is, and there's righteousness in compromise. Ketzad, I'll give you an example. Shtei sfinos ovros benahar. There are two ships that are passing in a river. Upogu zebozeh, and they encounter one another. Im ovros shteyem, if they both try to go at the same time, shteyem tovos, they're going to both drown. They're going to crash, they're going to destroy their boats, and they'll drown, and it's all over. Quite graphic, but it makes the point. Instead, bazeh acharzeh, if they somehow come to an agreement and let one go first, shteyem ovros, they'll both pass through safely, and it's to both of their benefit to come to some sort of agreement. V'chein shnei gemalim. Similarly, you have two camels, shayu olim b'malos b'schorun, that are passing through a mountain pass that only has room for one animal at a time. You'll remember this ma'alos b'schorun from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, describing Rosh Hashanah, the day of judgment, that each person passes in front of Hashem one at a time. So there's only room for one camel at a time. Upogu zebozeh, and there are two people driving camels coming at the same point. Im alu shneyem, if they both try to go, shneyem noflim, they're both going to fall. Bozeh achazeh, if they go one after another, shneyem olim, they'll both manage to get up safely. Hoketzad. So, how do you handle such a situation? So, the Gemara suggests that there are certain guidelines. For example, Tu'una v'she'ena tu'una. If one of them is loaded and one of them is not loaded with whatever merchandise, burden, etc., Tidacha she'ena tu'una mepnei tu'una. Let the one that is not loaded be pushed away, be secondary to the one that is loaded. And so we have this very important concept that even if the law supports one, or it doesn't support, but they could just stand their ground and keep arguing and fighting and the mess gets bigger, there's a concept of pshara, come to an agreement, in which even if you didn't get your way, but you're still better off than you would have been had you continued the argument. A very powerful and fundamental principle, that you're better off. I know in wishful thinking you'd win everything, but in the situation that you currently find yourself, if you come to a compromise, you'll be better off than you are in reality at this point. One final comment. The Chazon Ish used this Gemara as a perspective when you have new movements that are coming against and to undermine traditional, true and tried movements that exist. You have religious life that's been around for so many centuries with an argument, an awareness of a revelation at Sinai, and you have new types of movements that we're really not sure where they're going and how they're going to be revised. Communism lasted its 70 years. Secular Zionism needs a bit of commentary. There's so many new movements out there challenging family life, etc. And the Gemara is telling us, Tidocha she'ena tu'una mepnei tu'una. The one that has a load, the one that has a track record, has a history to it, is the one that holds sway and gets priority. And the one that's ena tu'una, that has no track record, all it is someone's theory, that has to be put on secondary level when two ideologies clash. The one with a track record wins out and should be respected. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.